AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Who did it and why? The U.S. military has released a video it says shows Iran's military removing an unexploded mine from one of two oil tankers that were attacked near the strategic Strait of Hormuz.
Iran denies being involved, accusing the U.S. instead of waging a campaign against it. The U.S. Navy had rushed to assist the stricken vessels in the Gulf of Oman, off the coast of Iran, including one that was set ablaze Thursday by an explosion. The ship's operators have offered no immediate explanation on who or what caused the damage against the Norwegian-owned and Japanese-owned vessels. Each was loaded with petroleum products. The video suggests the Islamic Republic is seeking to remove evidence of its involvement from the scene. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wanted in the U.S.? Two suspects in the shooting of baseball legend David Ortiz in the Dominican Republic may be tied to crimes in this country.
Prosecutors in New Jersey say a bench warrant on armed robbery and gun charges has been issued for the man who authorities in the Dominican Republic say pulled the trigger in the shooting of former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz. This, as a Pennsylvania prosecutor says, he believes another suspect in the shooting is wanted for attempted murder in the Keystone State. Ortiz, who was shot in the back at a bar in the Dominican Republic Sunday, continues to recover following multiple surgeries at a hospital in Boston. I'm Matt Small.
The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions for the very first time. The Raptors defeated the Golden State Warriors 114-110 in Game 6 of the NBA Finals last night. Raptors guard Kyle Lowry.
We won a championship. It's a great feeling.
President Trump is encouraging White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders to run for governor when she soon leaves her job and returns home to Arkansas. She's one of his closest and most trusted White House aides. This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of parents protested, but New York has now done away with the religious exemption to vaccine requirements for school children. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the bill into law.
I understand freedom of religion. We all do. We respect it. I've heard the anti-vaxxers theory, but I believe both are overwhelmed by the public health risk.
States have been revisiting exemptions because of the worst measles outbreak in decades. Authorities in Florida say two men from Italy crashed their motorcycles on a highway near Ocala and were run over by a semi and killed. The two crashed on Interstate 75 after trying to slow down for traffic and losing control of their bikes. No injuries reported to the driver of the semi. No charges have been reported. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.